As a reporter, I always try to get the best stories. That can mean going undercover and meeting some scary people. When my editor called me into his office that morning, I knew it would be big. He asked me about what I knew about the recent epidemic of rapes in the city. I told him that over the last year, rapes had increased by 300%, and that the police generally suspected that a handful of serial rapists were responsible. He asked me if I was willing to meet one. "Of course," I answered. "It's the biggest story in the city." He then said he wasn't finished. Was I willing to accompany him on one of his rapes? I was taken aback. I knew I would catch a lot of flack from girls around the office if I did, but if I turned this down, I would miss out on the biggest story of my career thus far. This could put me on the map. I told him that I would, and he told me to wait at the corner of 10th and Main around 11 p.m. That night, I was waiting, and I watched every car that passed by with anticipation. Finally, a cheap import slowed down, and the driver rolled down the window. I can't describe him physically, but his attitude was unlike anything I'd ever seen. He asked me if I was the reporter lady, and I said yes. He giggled and promised to show me how to have some real fun. As soon as I got in, he sped off. He started down a few streets that don't go anywhere, and at first I was scared, but then I realized something. He was conducting a surveillance detection route. After about 5 blocks, he slowed down and started cruising. He said that he had always done this alone before, but he was happy he could have an audience. I was sickened, but I didn't show it. I wanted to keep him talking. He told me that he was a hunter, and that all men who experience the rush of the chase followed by the climax of the rape itself know nothing compares. I was about to ask him a follow-up when he said, "Her," and pointed. I saw a young woman, about 20 years old, walking out of a convenience store. I asked him, "Why her?" And he answered, "That I know a screamer when I see one." The car started to follow behind her. She was beginning to feel nervous. My adrenaline was through the roof. I had heard from rape victims before, met with psychological experts on rape, but I had never witnessed a rape in person before. He pulled over and popped the trunk. Then he stepped out and pointed a gun at her and told her to climb in. I heard the slam of the trunk, and then he got back into the driver's seat and sped off. I could hear her crying and begging, even muffled through the back seat. I must have looked concerned because he said, "They all do that. Don't worry, she won't be any trouble." He pulled into a construction site at the industrial part of town. No neighbors, no witnesses. He parked the vehicle and signaled for me to get out. He opened the trunk and had her walk in front of the headlights. Fully illuminated, he told her to strip. She cried and told him that he didn't have to do this. Then she looked at me and asked why I wasn't stopping him. I knew I couldn't lecture this poor girl on journalistic ethic rights then, so I shook my head. He put his gun into his shoulder holster and opened his pants. His penis was rock hard and dripping with pre-cum from the anticipation. He grabbed her and pushed her to the ground. I instinctively moved to watch the penetration itself. The hard and demanding cock rubbing against a quivering pussy until it entered in triumph. He slapped her on the face and started to pound. I watched as the tears turned to blankness. She had slipped into a catatonic state to cope with the horror. His face was an animalistic sneer, half joy and half rage, and he said it was amazing. Her legs, which at the beginning flailed around his body in futility, sank to the earth in acceptance. As he licked her face, he began to grunt, and his cum spilled out of her pussy. After a brief while, he wiped himself off with her panties. I asked him if he was concerned about leaving evidence on them, and he said, "No, this is a trophy. It goes home with me." We started for the car, and I saw her crawling for her clothes. She was just another statistic tonight, a life interrupted. He laughed. "I give him something to remember me by," Hell, these girls should be thankful. I've made a dozen of them mothers, at least. It was then I turned to him. Triumphant, this urban hunter had taken his prey. After he dropped me off by the bus station, I ran to the paper's office. I rushed to put the story down while all the details were still fresh in my mind. The next day, the headline read, "Reporter records rapist's romp," and it was a hit. The paper sold out, and we had to print extra editions. The editor led the newsroom in applause and told me he had nominated me for a reward in excellence in journalism. My prideful glow was briefly interrupted by the memory of the tearful victim and the cheerful rapist. I had turned a violent aggressor and an innocent victim into fame and glory for myself, into entertainment for the public. That's the job.